from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Now over 300, the Somalia death toll rises. The death toll keeps climbing after Saturday's massive truck bombing in Mogadishu. By Monday afternoon, the Somali government put the death count at over 300. Analysts say the Somali government must be more vigilant against improvised explosive devices if the country is to avoid similar attacks in the future. From Nairobi, VOA's Joe Craig has more.
It's being called the single deadliest attack. A huge truck bomb detonated in the middle of a busy Mogadishu intersection on Saturday. Its magnitude stunned a city already well accustomed to deadly bombings by the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab, although no one has yet claimed responsibility. Rashid Abdi, Horn of Africa Project Director for the International Crisis Group, says the horrendous loss of life eclipses anything seen in Somalia in the last two decades.
For the next decade, Al-Shabaab will continue to be a threat, and I think they will continue to launch these kind of suicide attacks.
Abdi says that the internal security apparatus in the country needs to be strengthened, but notes that the task cannot be completed in a day. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
More than 30 severely wounded patients were airlifted to Turkey on Monday, including a VOA freelance reporter. Iraqi forces have captured a key airbase north of the city of Kirkuk, along with several positions to the south, following a call by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to reclaim control of the disputed area from Kurdish forces. Kurds have controlled Kirkuk city since pushing out Islamic State fighters who swept into Iraq in 2015. This is VOA News. Austria appears to be shifting to the right politically as the conservative foreign minister Sebastian Kurz claimed victory in Sunday's general elections and is now poised to become the country's next leader. Natalie Doyle is a Europe scholar at Monash University.
I think this election, in fact, confirms a trend that that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble. It was also apparent, I may add, in Germany. The only exception to that is the United Kingdom, where the Labour Party seems to have gained new life.
The campaign in Austria was dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population of just under 9 million, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis. Trump administration officials insist they are remaining in the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran. But on Friday, President Trump did inform Congress that he will not certify Iran as complying with the 2015 agreement. But in Luxembourg, European Union Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said earlier today that Iran has indeed been keeping up with their part of the bargain.
Its successful implementation continues to ensure that Iran's nuclear program remains exclusively very peaceful. The European Union underlines that the International Atomic Energy Agency has verified 8 times that Iran is implementing all its nuclear-related commitments following a comprehensive and strict monitoring system.
None of the other countries which signed the agreement has voiced support for President Trump regarding Iran, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged them to work with Washington to fix what he calls the agreement's deficiencies.
They're very clear, and they have to be changed. And it's an opportunity that President Trump has created for them to fix this very bad deal, which is dangerous for them, no less than it is for others.
Congress has 60 days to determine if it should impose new sanctions. Irish authorities have ordered all schools in the country closed today and for people to stay off the roads as a tropical system, once known as Hurricane Ophelia, is bearing down on Ireland. Ophelia weakened from a Category 3 storm to what is called a post-tropical cyclone. Leo Varadkar is the Irish Taoiseach, or Prime Minister.
Just stepped out of a meeting of the National Emergency Coordination Group. As I think everyone knows at this stage, Storm Ophelia is a very dangerous storm. The last time we had a storm this severe, 11 lives were lost. So our number one priority today is to avoid any injury and any loss of life.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.